It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Barack Obama was introduced today as the presidential nominee of the Democratic Party at a convention where both he and Hillary Clinton spoke. This morning, they addressed AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, the most powerful pro-Israel lobby in the country. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, it was a chance for Obama to woo Jewish voters.
This was expected to be a fairly tough crowd for Barack Obama. They had heard from Republican John McCain earlier in their conference, and McCain came out hard, describing Obama as someone who would sit down with Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
Yet it's hard to see what such a summit with President Ahmadinejad would actually gain, except an earful of anti-Semitic rants and a worldwide audience for a man who denies one Holocaust and talks before frenzied crowds about starting another.
A confident-looking Obama came out on stage today wearing a lapel pin with the Israeli and U.S. flags, trying to counter, as he put it, the willful mischaracterizations of his policy. He told the thousands gathered for the annual AIPAC policy conference that he will do everything in his power to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, and he stressed the word everything.
That starts with aggressive, principled, tough diplomacy. Without self-defeating preconditions, but with a clear-eyed understanding of our interests, we have no time to waste.
He said Senator McCain is not offering a break from Bush administration policies, but only, in Obama's words, an alternative reality. Obama also talked tough about the Palestinian militant group Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip. He said, quote, "There's no room at the negotiating table for terrorists." Some AIPAC members came out saying they feel more confident now about the presumptive Democratic nominee. It helped that Obama got this endorsement from Hillary Clinton, who ran into Obama backstage where they had a brief chat about bringing the Democratic Party together.
I know Senator Obama understands what is at stake here. It has been an honor to contest these primaries with him. It is an honor to call him my friend, and let me be very clear. I know that Senator Obama will be a good friend to Israel.
All the candidates spoke about issues on the minds of this influential lobby group, sanctions on Iran and increased U.S. military assistance for Israel. There was not too much talk about Middle East peace talks, though Senator Obama tried to make a clean break from the Bush administration, saying if elected, he won't wait until the waning days of his presidency to take a personal commitment to advance Middle East peace.
The Palestinians need a state that is contiguous and cohesive and that allows them to prosper. But any agreement with the Palestinian people must preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish state with secure, recognized, defensible borders. And Jerusalem will remain the capital of Israel, and it must remain undivided.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick wouldn't respond to questions about Obama's positions on these so-called final status issues. McCormick said only the U.S. is still trying to get Israelis and Palestinians to agree on the contours of a Palestinian state before President Bush's term ends. President Bush met today at the White House with Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. In brief remarks to reporters before their meeting, they did not repeat any of their previously optimistic talk about an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal this year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.